Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, here we are, Christmas and the New Year's holiday season. What a great time to spend with family and friends. Our friends at the Minnesota Beef Council have lots of ideas to have beef included in your meal choices during this holiday season. To tell us more is Karen Schaefer, Executive Director of the Minnesota Beef Council. Welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you for having me.
Fun time of the year, isn't it?
It's a great time of the year, obviously for a variety of reasons, but for the beef industry specifically, a lot of people think about beef when they think about Christmas and when they think about New Year's celebrations. We're kind of the poster child protein for both of these great celebrations.
That's a great way to put it. And I know, you know, you have a lot of ideas with meal and snack time. Times during the holidays using our nutritious and delicious beef. Can you just share with the listeners some of those?
Yeah, actually, if they go to mnbeef.org, we have a whole collection on holiday entertaining and then holiday roasts. So, you know, depending on which Christmas holiday it is, which gathering it is, it might be a heavy sit-down meal or it might be just appetizers. I guess we do both, depending on which celebration we're at. So there are some great ideas for some different appetizers where beef can maybe be made ahead of time and served cold or at room temperature, like a cold steak. So it's things that you don't have to think about in the moment and travel well to bring to parties. And then also we have some great recipes featuring tenderloin is a very popular tenderloin roast, very popular for the holidays, as well as what many people use, prime rib roast, which can come in a variety of sizes. It can come bone-in or boneless. And, you know, sometimes that's maybe the roast you make one time a year, and it's a fairly expensive roast, so you want to make sure that you're doing it exactly like the recipe calls, and that's where I feel like Beef is What's for Dinner does a great job of taking out the stress and the worry with preparing that roast.
You know, you're making everybody hungry talking about that prime rib, and I know last year we talked about this time of the year and brought up the fact, I know our local grocery store meat manager had brought up the fact that it's really becoming quite a favorite for Christmas time, having that prime rib. It's almost like a mainstay, similar to, you know, having a turkey at Thanksgiving. So it is really fun to see, and it's something for the whole family to look forward to when you do. They kind of center in on, okay, we're going to, you know, go there, and we know we're going to have that delicious prime rib.
Well, and let's be honest, many of us are snacking throughout all the holiday activities, whether it's cookies or, you know, eggnog or all these things that are pretty decadent. It's nice to make sure that you're getting some real protein and particularly, you know, a good quality meal in there. And it's amazing how many retailers are featuring prime rib. They're also featuring tenderloin roast. There's other options that aren't as expensive, like a sirloin roast or a tri-tip roast, that will still bring that elegance and that very fancy dinner time feel, but it's not as expensive, and it's a little bit more complimentary to your pocketbook.
Well, Karen, I had a chance to visit with you this weekend at Alexandria, where the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association convention was held, and I was able to get into a discussion with a group of producers, and we were just talking about consumption of beef in Minnesota and how we can enhance it. And there was one producer that brought up the fact that he thought maybe the younger generations of consumers probably aren't in tune with, you know, what's available for beef cuts and the whole thing. And I got thinking about it, and I just brought up to you how I have a son-in-law that lives in the Twin Cities with my daughter and family, and we went to a local hardware store to pick up some parts that he needed for something in their bathroom. And when we went in there were several items to choose from, and he started typing in the numbers of these products, what they identified them, and when it was all said and done, he picked one of them, and I said, is that the best one? Well, he said, according to this, and he showed me it was a Consumer's Digest article on that product. So I would argue that these younger people really probably know more about our product than what we feel they do. Would you agree with that, Karen?
I would agree with that. I think shoppers are very savvy. We have technology, you know, in our hand at all times, and it's at the touch of a finger. So we're able to, and I say we because I am actually a millennial too, but we're able to do our homework, whether that's in the grocery store before you purchase something. You're able to make sure that that's exactly what you need and what to do with it. And we see this in many industries. You know, you can buy a car online today. You can custom build it, and you don't have to go to the dealership and test drive it. And I think that's maybe a testament of consumers in the millennial category seem to do their homework and be very diligent about it, but they also take the word of the internet as, you know, the gospel truth. And I think that is where the Beef Checkoff has been working really hard to make sure that when they search these specific beef cuts, that a credible source such as ours comes up and provides them with accurate information instead of information that, you know, isn't speaking highly of beef and isn't speaking accurately about beef. And so we want to make sure that when they buy that beef cut, they take it home, they cook it correctly, and they have a wonderful eating experience so that they are true believers that that is the right product for them and their family.
Really good, really good points. In closing here, I'd just like to ask you about New Year's resolutions, and I know you brought up there's a new campaign that's out there. Can you just touch on that quickly?
Yeah, hopefully we can follow back here once January starts, but we at the Beef Council and your national checkoff partners are working on really enhancing a strength fitness campaign. We will be kicking it off probably not the 1st of January, but some point during January when people are kind of losing some of the steam off their New Year's resolutions. And we're going to try to really encourage people to rethink about health and fitness and make sure beef is at the center of that. And we can do that through some fun workouts and some fun recipe ideas and some meal planning. So we'll be working with our registered dietitian on staff and really helping to make this a turnkey product for consumers to follow and hopefully your listeners to take part in as well.
All right. So we'll do a follow-up one here probably in mid-January. Would that work out?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, thanks, Karen, for all your great info that you've given us today, and Merry Christmas to you and the entire staff at the Minnesota Beef Council.
You as well. Thank you, Mark.
All right. Well, until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.